dun 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 dun.
Welcome to the final episode of Mike's Camera Action's Shark Timber. We're going out with a bang this week by talking about all six Sharknado films. I'm your host, Carl, and as always, I'm joined by my fantastic co-host, Alex.
Hello.
And this week's special guest, Gavin.
Hi.
So guys, I kind of want to start off this week almost by issuing an apology of sorts.
Why?
So, until this week, I had never seen in full...
Yeah.
One of the Sharknado movies.
Yeah.
I'd seen maybe the first 20 minutes of the first one.
Yeah.
And that kind of colored my thoughts on the entire series.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, you hear chatter.
Yeah.
And you see the marketing.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's what you get.
I've talked about them to you for a while, and you're
yeah.
like,
So, seeing them, all of them, for the first
yeah.
time, properly, for real, honestly... I've been mocking these for so long and saying, like, these are pointless. It's stupid. It's so stupid that these still are being made and they still exist.
Yeah.
But honestly, they're way better than I thought they'd be.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I'm genuinely alarmed that it wasn't just an awful experience.
Why are you genuinely alarmed?
Oh, I'm genuinely surprised.
Surprised, yeah.
I'm surprised that they're actually not as bad as I thought it would be, and I actually had fun watching these movies.
See, that's what I've been saying for, like, years, is that they're not great, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah. They're surprisingly fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing about it is, like, they're not going to win any Academy Awards for storytelling.
Not at all.
Cinematography.
No
special effects.
Music or acting.
Special effects.
Nah.
No.
Depending on a bad year, maybe. I mean,
no.
Suicide Squad did it.
Suicide Squad won an Academy Award for hair and makeup.
Yeah, okay, they can do the same, I suppose.
Like, and even then, like, their special effects weren't Sharknado tier. You know,
yeah.
Like, Sharknado is very much like 2D overlay onto the image.
Yeah.
Like, it's very obvious. You can very clearly tell that these are like motion tracked, like, 3D models of sharks where there's a scene shot where there is no sharks or reference for them and they're just put in post later.
No, it's funny. Yeah? It's great.
There's such strange... Yeah, it's just like very obvious where the effect is and where the practical effects end.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, like... I think Sharknado is an excellent example of like B-grade monster movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't think there's anything... There's a lot of things more B-grade.
Oh, by far.
And there's...
We talked about, like, even just shark movies. We talked about the other week. Just how many... Like even from just the asylum
attack.
Itself.
Yeah.
Just how many, like...
Avalanche shark.
C-grade
Dino shark.
There
there's Mega Piranha.
Yeah.
Ghost Shark. Although I hear Ghost Shark's good.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've got that DVD sitting there that you can bust out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should watch it. Continue Shark Timber forever in my heart.
Well, it's dead here for now.
Yeah, for now.
Well, not yet.
Till Discovery comes back with Shark Week again and we can watch more Megalodon the Monster Unleashed. The Mega 2. Jaws 6 or whatever
the Mega
it will
2.
Be.
Shark Boogaloo.
Big Shark Boogaloo.
With John Travolta.
Yes. Yes.
A man can dream.
John Travolta is playing the shark.
So I want to talk about something that Sharknado, I think, gets right.
The sharks?
And that, well, debatably. But I think they do some... As far as, like, ridiculous, kind of funny, B-grade stuff goes, this does something really well, which is escalation.
Mm.
Where each movie builds on the last one and goes... Like, it ups the stakes and it ups the danger, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it gets completely balls to the walls ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
But it does it in a way that doesn't immediately break the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the first one, I've
it
written down like...
It just continues expanding on the world.
Yeah, it just keeps going. The threat gets bigger.
Mm.
But you feel like the characters are able to deal with it in a way.
Yeah.
Even though it's like almost a cosmic threat by the end, it's still like...
Yeah, I mean...
Because you've seen them save America... Saving the world doesn't seem like such a jump.
Yeah.
You've seen them go into space, so, you know.
Yeah. So the first one is we have a surfer and his divided family have to band together to stop an unusual natural phenomenon and prevent more damage to Los Angeles.
It's the most boring of them.
Sharknado 1, I think, is the worst.
It is, but it's also, it's needed.
It definitely...
It's needed. You need it to establish the world and
you
the laws of that world.
You really couldn't start with 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. No. You couldn't go straight to it. It really does, like, seeing it be as grounded as it is in 1 makes 2 and onwards better.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, like, 2, I feel, could be a decent enough starting point, provided... Because, like, it's still relatively grounded.
Mm.
It's not like there's elements to it that are completely...
But still, 2 jumps, at least towards the end, it definitely jumps to more of that ridiculous tier.
Oh, what, when he pulls out her hand from the shark and he just keeps shooting the gun?
Yeah, even though her hand's still attached to the gun. Like, he's using her finger to pull the trigger.
Yeah, she's using her finger to pull the trigger. And it's like...
It's the same shark that bit off her hand at the start of the movie is back at the end.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But even, during that scene, this building explodes with Freon, which destroys the Sharknado, and then he leaps into the... And then, our main character, Finn, leaps up into the air and is flying around in this, destroyed tornado and is chainsawing sharks through the air.
He doesn't leap up into the air. He's taken up into the air by the Nado.
Yeah. So it's this...
at that point, it's... few logical points where they are actually yes, this... does actually pull people off the ground.
Was the second one the one where they started talking about the Sharknado shark biology?
No, that's the third.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when we meet Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
And Nova.
Again,
yeah, when they come back, because Nova's out of the second one.
Yeah, that was... That's a weird, wild ride.
Yeah.
As a side note, those sharks eat birds.
Yeah.
They live in the sky.
Yeah, the Sharknado sharks aren't just sharks from the water. They're actually cloud sharks.
They're like birds.
How do we not? Did people not know there are sharks in the sky beforehand?
They actually were taken from the water and they've just stayed in the sky.
Yeah.
But
it almost seems like it's the evolved form of sharks that have spent years of their physiology in the sky.
The thing is, if that was the case, then you'd have the sharks actually just jumping down at random points.
Yeah.
Also,
which is never pointed out. It's only when
a Sharknado happens.
Also, remember in Sharknado 4, I think it's revealed that the sharks... In Sharknado 4, it's revealed that the sharks come from Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's Sharknado 5.
Yeah.
The one where Carl Stefanovic gets eaten.
Yeah. Sharknado 5 is the one where they go worldwide.
Yeah, that's the one where they talk about how the Sharknadoes are sentient.
Yes.
And all the sharks band together to make that massive shark.
Yeah. Yeah, which is...
In
yeah.
Japan, so it's like a Megazord.
I'll come back to the Megazording. I'll go through just the series and explain what the stakes are in each one. So that's 1. 2 is our surfer bro is now this regional hero, so this national, oh, you hear about that guy that stopped this giant twister in Los Angeles full of sharks. His family's reunited. He's reconnecting with his ex-wife. And he has to stop 2 Sharknadoes from merging over New York and destroying Manhattan. In Sharknado 3, our surfer bro is a national hero who receives a Medal of Honor from the president at the beginning of the movie. He also gets a golden chainsaw from the mayor of New York, which will come up later. And he has to join his estranged father, who's an astronaut, in order to save the entire eastern seaboard from a wall of Sharknadoes.
Also, his estranged father is David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Don't forget that bit.
Oh, you can't leave that part out. Sharknado 4, our surfer bro is a household name in the United States. The entire country is now at threat from Sharknadoes forming everywhere, with strange properties making them unlike any before, such as an oil-nado, fire-nado, lightning-nado, a uranium-nado, or the nuke-nado.
Yeah. They just keep adding NATO into things.
It's a cow, NATO! This is where Gilbert Gottfried comes in as well.
Yeah.
Sharknado 5, the entire world is in danger from dimension-hopping Sharknadoes.
See, the Sharknadoes aren't dimension-hopping. They just open dimensional portals.
But they open dimensional portals to other to travel through to other planes of existence.
Not other planes of existence, just around the planet.
Don't they specify that it travels through, I think Nova mentions at one point that they open through other planes in order to get to other places in the world.
Yeah, I don't know.
Literally they cast open portals to the astral plane and hurdle things through.
I figure that's just their explanation for the wormholes.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, they're just wormholes, not dimensional portals.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Sharknado is just opening up wormholes across the globe.
Mm. So that's our world threat. And then where do you go once the world's in danger? Sharknado 6. Time itself is in peril, as our heroes must prevent the Sharknado from ever occurring in the first place.
Yeah, that's...
Sharknado 6, I feel like, is probably, like, maybe second worst in my mind. It's not as good as the rest.
No.
And I have good reason for it.
Yeah, the Sharknado 6 is a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you build up, and then you have, like, this... I wouldn't say the ending is even climactic.
No.
It was like they tried to bring it back to having character reasoning and then kind of just...
So I want to bring up, might as well do it like we're at this pretty much the start of the show, but let's bring up the ending of Sharknado.
Yeah.
So Sharknado, as far as we know, they've called the quits. Like they've said, this is the last one. Mm. Yeah. Seriously, guys, this is like the last one we're making. Six is
Yeah, it's Sharknado 6. It's the last Sharknado. It's about time.
Yeah. Mm. And so the point of this movie is...
It's about time.
Yeah. The point of this movie is in the fifth one, our main character's son gets sucked up into a Sharknado and is cast through the dimensions or through space. And then he winds up going through the future and is now Dolph Lundgren at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So he becomes from like an eight-year-old to suddenly being a really old, grizzled old man.
Yeah.
And then in six, we've got our main character, Finn, trying to save his son by traveling through time.
And stopping Sharknados whenever they appear.
Yeah. So he's got to go through, like, prehistoric times, the Revolutionary War, and just constantly hopping around.
Merlin, the Wild West.
Knights of the Round Table kind of.
Excalibur is just a chainsaw sword and that one.
It's a chainsaw. It's dope. Yeah. Which isn't even the first chainsaw that we see in this series. Because in... Four.
Yeah, I think it was in four.
Yeah, four, which is the Star Wars one. The particular chainsaw in that movie is a chainsword that's modeled after Kylo Ren's lightsaber, where it's got the crossguard chainsaws.
Yeah,
which is funny. Like it's a cool idea.
Mm. The Force Awakens was wild because we kept like watching it, trying to pick up Star Wars references.
There are a lot.
There's a lot,
there's some subtle ones too.
Like the Boba Fett helmet one?
Yeah, the pilot was wearing a Boba Fett helmet. Like, yeah. Well, it was modeled after
Boba like Fett's it had helmet. The antenna and like the. And
it was the same color painted accents. On like the front section. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, wait. Mm. And then I was like, and then I pointed out. And then I think it's in the fifth one where they reference the whole thing about the Millennium Falcon. They're like, oh, this? So yeah, it's a piece of junk, but it'll fly.
It'll fly.
The ending is lackluster because I don't know.
This has been done. That kind of ending has been done before.
Yeah.
And I hate it every time. So the point of.
Even 12 Monkeys?
I haven't seen 12 Monkeys.
Okay.
But the thing is, so it's. The ending is they go back in time and then prevent the Sharknado from the first movie from happening before it, like, hits LA. And that causes the. And the end of the movie is our main character in the bar that we saw in the beginning of the first movie. And he basically retires to a farm upstate and says, all right. Good thing there's no more Sharknados that'll ever happen.
Yeah,
and it goes back to literally the start of the series, and the entire slate's been wiped clean. None of it ever happened.
Yeah, and you've got like the B-roll cuts of those who are like
there,
except Baz. Baz never comes back.
No, Baz is dead for good, man. Baz is proper dead.
But the old man does, even though he's only in footage. He's clearly in edited footage.
Yeah,
yeah.
If only.
And then because you see the actor, like his double, and it looks nothing like him. It's very bad. It's
perfectly C grade.
Yeah, and then, but he still rocks up with his stool.
Yeah, still carrying around that weapon of choice, the stool.
Well, I mean, he's got the right butt grooves.
He spent years working on that groove, man. But that's it. Like, the series wipes the slate clean, and it's over. And nothing in the past 9 hours that you just watched mattered.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah. It
that's
was
the worst kind of ending in my mind. Like, I remember when Life is Strange came out, or the last episode of that came out, and I played through that, and people were saying how great the ending was, and I just hated it. Because it meant you spent the entire 12 hours of the game trying to, like, make decisions, and I was sitting there like, no, this should be the end. Make that decision. But instead you just go back in time and wipe the slate clean and the choice is just you don't do the thing from the start of the game. That's it. Like the options are either everything you did doesn't matter because no one exists anymore, like the cities are wiped out and none of your choices meant anything, or you go back in time to before you made any of those choices and it's pointless. So both endings in my mind suck because it invalidates everything you've done before. So that's Sharknado.
Kind of, I just started that game.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Should have announced spoilers, Carl.
You should have cut me off.
No, no. Like I know how it all works and how it's done. It's just I found it on Google Play and phone wanted to be able to play it, so I was just like, yes, I will take a game that is a good.
Is it on
visual.
The phone?
Yeah.
Though? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
A lot of the Telltale games are.
I know the Telltale games are. Like I played through The Walking Dead on an iPad.
But yeah, no. So.
Okay.
I've got that to look forward to now. It's still a beautiful game. No,
as long as it goes, it's a great game.
Yeah.
I'll say
so
that much.
Back
I just
to the
like
sharks.
So the sharks and the Natos.
Is the name of my new band, Shark and the Natos.
Shark and the Natos.
Actually, speaking of bands.
Yep.
The Sharknado theme.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I actually really like the theme. It's really fun.
Go, 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 go. Wanna get away from the Sharknado.
Like, it's kind of fun. And one of the cool things that they do, I think from the second onwards, is that they have that jingle and have like different interpretations of it and have an animated intro. Yeah, and the animated intro is the funnest, is the most fun part.
Yeah, it's like thematic to the film. It's very... Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It's like hard to...
It fits with like the theme they're going for.
Yeah.
Like, and it gives you like a little snippet of, oh, so this is what this one will be about. Like in the time traveling one, you've got like... All I know is Hitler came up in there at one point and there were cowboys.
Yeah, that was the time travel one. Yeah. You go back and he was like strangling Hitler or something and I was like, what?
Yeah.
This better not happen.
Yeah, it never came back up. But, well, I know. In the final battle.
Yeah.
While they're in the NATO in the sky.
When time itself is falling apart and unraveling before us. And his
future wife is battling the head of his... wife.
Current robot wife. Yeah. His future robot wife and his current robot wife. It's very, it's so very bizarre. Strange.
It's a mess.
Yeah, six is definitely a mess. Which one's your favorite? Out of all six of them, which one do you guys like the most?
I'd have to go... Number four's pretty good.
Yeah.
Number five's a bit too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I wasn't a fan of the kid.
Yeah,
as well.
That's fair.
Number four, I think. Which one's that one?
Four starts in LA, and it's the one with like the lava nado, the lightning nado.
That started in Las Vegas.
Yeah, sorry, did I say?
You said LA.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it starts in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas at the casino and the Dust Devil.
It's where they introduce Gemini, and we're supposed to know who she is.
Immediately.
And it's like, hang on, this person's never been in any of the movies before this one.
Maybe
who are you?
Maybe it's three then, the one where they go into space with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
I like that. Three.
That's third. But I actually enjoyed the fourth.
Don't get me wrong. I just remember constantly getting annoyed with them just adding NATO to things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, we get the joke now.
Yeah, that joke probably comes up like 20 times with Gilbert Gottfried shouting, it's a blank NATO.
Yeah.
But Gilbert Gottfried's in three of them. He's in more of them than David Hasselhoff is. And David Hasselhoff's like a main character in one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although one of them, I forgot the character's name. But I just remember one of them was like his ancestor or something.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Yes. David Hasselhoff's also really weird because he's in three, he's in four, and then they just kill him and half the family off screen in the fifth one.
Yeah. Yeah, because he gets swallowed by a shark.
But we don't even see it in fifth.
Oh, he's not one of the ones that gets pulled out by
the
shark?
No, he's not even in the movie. They just say, oh, he's dead. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, and his daughter, which, you know, suddenly he doesn't care about his...
Yeah.
Adult daughter. He only cares about his...
He's got to save his...
8-year-old son.
Yeah.
I just remembered the fourth one where the kid, like, chops them all out of the thing.
Yeah. The fucking fourth one.
And it's like a toy chainsaw. It's a plastic thing.
I want to say that the fourth one with that scene where, like, one person gets eaten by a shark.
Yeah, then, it's like then another person dolls.
Gets, yeah,
shark.
It's just like...
And then there's the whale...
Shark. Yeah, and it just keeps going where like a family member gets eaten by this shark and then that shark gets eaten by another shark and then a bigger shark and a bigger shark and a bigger shark until a blue whale swallows all of them together.
Yeah, and then the kid's just there.
And the kid's got to sit there with his toy chainsaw hacking open a blue whale, then a smaller shark, and then a smaller shark, then a smaller shark, and hacking each family member out in the layers.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And, you know, then in the fifth one, the older brother and older sister die off screen and just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but like,
everyone, no one cares about them anymore.
Everyone had to die in it except for Finn. Otherwise, the sixth one wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, like, the just death off screen and, like, Finn and can't remember the wife's name.
April.
April. Not caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of makes me go, well, where are the American family values that you're trying to distill throughout the entire thing?
I don't think they
are. I gotta save my son.
Can I just, sorry.
Sean!
Speaking of things that happen, like, off screen and then they never mentioned again. In the sixth one, one of the characters changes his gender.
Yep. That's the...
And then it changes back, and it's, like, barely mentioned. They all just shrug and go, all right.
That's the New York... That's, like, the foot... The baseball fan from the second movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah, the Mets dude. Like
the Mets dude.
Who, this guy with novelty
who's a
baseball
physics
bat.
Teacher and a history teacher or something.
Yeah, depending on which timeline they're in, he changes into a black, like an old black woman, and then changes back to himself, like this young, like
was in the millennium sort of timeline.
Yeah, and then changes from a physics teacher to a history teacher, like between those two.
Yeah, that's like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. I don't like how it's just never brought up again. It's just like, all right.
Mm. And then you just go roll with the bunches,
right? It's like, we're not going to mention this, and then they're like, they don't mention it again.
Let's not talk about this. Literally doesn't talk about it.
Yeah. And then there's the fact that they convince, was it Washington? Or someone, because they're on the...
Yeah, the, like, when they're in the Revolutionary War.
Money. It's like, well... Yeah. They don't know that that is a thing.
Yeah. There's just the dollar.
The logic there
is George Washington, you're on the $1 bill. What's a $1 bill, son? We still have the pound.
Yeah, it's...
And that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then they just go with it. And like...
I mean, like, part of that's also because Ben Franklin vouched for them.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Alexander Hamilton's just a grouchy old man in the background like, hey, you're a really good singer 150 years in the future.
Well, we loved your musical. What?
I tried to get tickets to your musical.
Huh? Also, it's like, I hope people remember me for other things rather than flying this kite.
Poor Ben Franklin.
No.
That's all
he's such a bowler.
Yeah.
But not in this movie.
No.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that he has an electric rocket-powered carriage.
Yeah.
How are we going to get to 88 miles in the Revolutionary War? Get in my carriage, kiddies. I got a trick for you.
Wait, is that the one where they fire the cannons into the Sharknado? Yeah, that is the Revolutionary War.
Which, that doesn't make any sense, because cannonballs don't explode.
Shut up, Gavin.
Shut up, Gavin.
In that timeline, they do.
But you don't know what happens when you introduce a Sharknado to a cannonball.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe you don't know the physics of it.
Maybe they have special exploding cannonballs.
These things are sentient, all right?
just the logic of the later films. Just
there isn't any.
Yeah, exactly. But
that really is it.
But that's the sort of thing that makes it great, though, is that the lack of logic is consistent.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we're going to apply logic to this one, and this one.
No, it's not the Ant-Man situation where you say, ah, oh, here's how the physics works, and then throw the physics out the window.
Yeah. It's just consistently, this will work. Mm. And Finn's always like, everyone's like, that'll work. And he's like, yes, it will.
Watch it work. I've got the power of movie on my side.
Oh, yeah. Normally it's only cartoons that have the Toon Force, but I have it too.
I'm pretty sure that was actually kind of put out there in one of them. Is like, how's this going to work? And it's just like, don't know. But it's worked before. It works now.
Yeah,
it just does.
It just works because I'm Finn.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Shout out to Finley.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
And then ending every film with Finn.
Yep. Just. The Finn. Same way they ended the Meg. Sharknado beat the Meg to Finn. Did Jaws have... Jaws didn't even have that. That wasn't a stupid...
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not like something they've stolen.
Like, I mean, they've taken it from like your... From like French Resistance films.
Yeah.
Renaissance films, sorry. And then, you know, because Finn in French is like Finnish.
Yeah.
I'm probably very wrong
like,
in that.
It's like the end sort of thing.
It's the way I punctuate the end.
Yeah. But it's not necessary.
Yeah, and then this one is just there for the pun.
Yeah, it's there for the joke. Ugh. Which is the same way they... Which is... Like, yeah, I'm not going to bring up the Meg. We talked about that ad nauseum in that episode.
Yeah. There's only so much I can say about the Meg. well, yeah, I'm surprised, like, Sharknado didn't...
Didn't have a Megalodon?
No, didn't reference, like, that, actually, especially in the prehistoric era.
Yeah.
Was one.
Although there was, there
oh
was
yeah, there
one.
Was
yeah,
one.
There, although
was
there one. Wasn't like a Magneto at any point, which I was kind of expecting.
Yeah,
when they said Finn had to do some time travel stuff, I was like, oh, this will be interesting. Giant fucking sharks. Like if they had a blue whale show up and eat a bunch of sharks in one of these movies, why not a Magneto?
Just too big,
too damn too big.
But yeah,
too colossal.
I forgot where I was going. Oh, yeah, no one... They didn't reference Jaws.
No. I was...
No one says at any point we're going to need a bigger boat.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. I'm seriously...
They reference Star Wars a lot more than they do Jaws.
They reference Indiana Jones more. They reference James Bond more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just reference things.
Nothing. Like,
ad nauseum, but not Jaws.
There's no... As far as I could tell, I wasn't actively listening out for it, but it never struck me. There was no, like, rip-off of the Jaws theme.
No.
It shocked me how little, like, they were leaning on, like, classic shark movies. Or the classic shark movie, I suppose.
Hmm.
Actually, there's something else I want to touch on.
Shoot.
Celebrity cameos.
Oh, my God. So the first one
so we mentioned.
Is
so far
light.
We've mentioned, like, Frankie Muniz.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff. Gilbert Gottfried. But there are a lot of celebrity cameos.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it goes... I think that's partially due to the cultural phenomenon.
Oh,
in the second one, even in the start, you have... what's it? Kelly Osbourne. You have Will Wheaton. Who just goes, boom.
Just instantly dead. I nearly missed it.
Insta-dead. You've got heaps. You've got, like, all the people from the Today Show in the US.
Yeah. Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Britain. You know, you had Carl Stefanovic and Lisa Wilkinson in the fifth one. You had so many people that just rock up. There was a doctor that was like, oh, that guy looks like Billy Ray Cyrus. Then he cut back and like, wait, that is Billy Ray Cyrus.
And it straight up was.
There's just so many people who just go, who just rock up during the film.
Oh, yeah.
It's bizarre.
Hmm.
Jedward appears in, like, two of them.
Mm.
1 second. Getting up a list of cameos.
Sure.
Because it's just bizarre. Like, you wouldn't have expected, Dolph Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren is Gil, Finn's son, in the fifth movie.
Oh, Jerry Springer gets eaten by a shark? Jerry Springer's in these? Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire.
Yep. Where's Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, it's bizarre. Tommy Davidson, isn't it? He's the CEO of Astro X.
Yep.
Gary Busey's in it. I forgot about
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey
was April's dad.
Yeah.
I think, was his name May or something like that?
Wilfred.
Okay, I just remember it being another month.
I think it's May.
Okay.
April, May, yeah. Carrot Top was in there.
Yeah. Carrot Top fucking dies, dude.
Yeah, he was an Uber driver.
Yeah. Isn't the fourth one driving him into Las Vegas?
Yeah. That's who it is. Mark McGrath, who's the frontman of Sugar Ray. No, because I saw something and it was like a joke about Sugar Ray, and I was like, this dude looks familiar, and I can't place it because he was in the second Sharknado film.
Yeah. You know who I've told you this a lot, Alex, but the person who I'm shocked isn't in these was easily Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It genuinely shocks me how he's not in there. He's just in none of them. I would have thought he'd be like the first person they'd go for when they actually get big. Like they go for David Hasselhoff when it's like, come on, man, just take a shot.
Like this way, it means that they aren't just another Cage film.
Yeah.
As well, like,
but just as a cameo, like I figured it would have been like right up their alley to go for him.
You had
maybe
they
didn't. Maybe he can turn down a role.
Yeah.
So Lou Ferrigno was in Sharknado 3.
Yep.
He quoted the ever famous "Don't make me angry."
You won't like him when he's angry.
You know, you had Judd Hirsch, who was from the TV show Taxi, driving a taxi. George R.R. Martin was in it.
George R.R. Martin was in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and he had a bride next to him, and they just got attacked.
His head got bitten off by a shark.
I. didn't notice.
Oh, Penn and Teller was in it?
I did know Penn and Teller.
Without Teller speaking, and I loved that. Mm. That was
in the third one when we run into David Hasselhoff,
There's a lot.
I'm not the first Teller.
Yeah, Anthony Weiner was in it. That's who he was, like, a legitimate politician.
Sure. Of all of them.
Yeah, it's there was Robert Hayes from Airplane.
Yep.
Because you were the one that picked that out, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, yeah, you know, it's not the worst ride I've been on. It's like, oh, yes. Andy Dick. Jared Fogel.
Oh, Jared Fogel was in more than one.
No, he's in...
He was in two of them. He was in two and three.
Yeah, he was in
Which was shocking to me. I would have thought, like, after 2 hours... Because I know these at some point, because they've been pretty much yearly... I was trying to figure out, like, where exactly it was where we found out that Jared Fogel was not really...
It was after Sharknado 3, then.
Yeah, it would have been 3. Because I was just like, huh, they got Jared Fogel into this. I wonder if he'll be in the next one. He's in the next one!
And then you don't see him again. And all the subway advertising slowly ties off.
Yeah, the subway advertising disappears after.
But the Xfinity advertising, you better believe
it took
off.
Dude, I was about to mention the Xfinity stuff. In Xfinity, and here's why Sharknado 6 isn't as good. Xfinity's not in it.
Yeah.
There was no Xfinity sponsorship in Sharknado 6.
They probably had just had it all on their own money.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Probably could have.
Oh,
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk was in 5. He was in 5.
He skateboards
off the Sydney Opera House.
He skateboards up the Sydney Opera House and then off. And it's the most magnificent piece of film.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Oh, Margaret Cho was in it. I was trying to remember what her name was. Mm. Yeah, you had Gilbert Gottfried.
So there are a lot of chainsaws in this movie. Like, from the first movie onwards, the big thing is, like, Finn picks up a chainsaw in the first movie, jumps into the mouth of a shark, and then cuts his way out the back.
Yeah.
So there are a lot. Like, we've got, just to name a few, like, we've got the golden chainsaw from the third one. We've got the plasma chainsaw from the third one. The double-headed chainsaw from the third one. We then get the... What was in the fourth one? I'm trying to remember that one. Oh, the fourth, we had the Kylo Ren chain sword.
Yeah.
We had Excalibur in the sixth one. Yeah. And we had the... what was it in the fifth? Oh, the Pope's...
Yeah, the Pope's chainsaw, yeah.
The Pope's chainsaw in the fifth, which was amazing.
Yeah, with Fabio playing the Pope.
Yeah. Another celebrity cameo right there. Forgive me, Father, for I am Finn.
Yeah, and we're just watching it like, oh...
That was the point where Sharknado 5 took off for me. I was like, oh, yes.
You know what bothered me the most, though? They mentioned him not being in the Vatican, but all the symbols around them were Vatican symbols.
Yeah.
It had the two keys, which is like a distinct Pope symbol.
So what do you think is, like, your favorite chainsaw in this series? What's the coolest
one? The laser one.
The laser chainsaw?
Yeah.
I honestly really loved Gil's... toy chainsaw.
The toy chainsaw? Yeah.
That he uses to cut his family out.
Out of a blue whale.
It's plastic, but it makes the normal chainsaw noise.
They've got the family get together, and there he is with a plastic chainsaw. A little toy thing that he cuts open a blue whale with and then hacks his whole family out.
And then his arrogance in the next film.
Yeah.
It's just like, I've fought Sharknadoes before, mate.
You wanna go, mate?
You're not my real mother. My mother was a shark.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
He was born in a shark.
Oh.
Yeah, she gave birth to him while he was in a shark. Yeah.
And then instantly dies straight after. Essentially, she gets out, walks
April
like four feet, and then just
boom.
Dead.
Crushed. Yeah.
That was where I think the Sharknado movies started becoming really bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, when they turned April into a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah,
I could understand cyborg hand. That's fine.
Yeah, it's really weird how they just, like, April is just a glutton for, well, not really a glutton for punishment, but they just beat the shit out of her in these movies.
Yeah.
They just pile shit on because they're like, we don't want to hack Finn apart. Let's just pull it onto April so that he feels some, so that, you know, Finn has some
Finn
issues.
Finn escapes
in his
everything
life.
With, like, barely a scratch on
he
him.
He doesn't even get hurt. I don't think Finn gets hurt in these entire series.
He gets bitten.
Does he?
He got bitten at the start of the first one. Took a little nibble.
That's barely.
I think he might actually be other bitten. Like, he gets swallowed a bunch.
He gets swallowed, but he comes out just
fine. He gets
fine.
Swallowed whole, though.
Stop jumping in the mouths of
he
sharks.
He just leaps all the way through the shark. No problem.
Yeah. Although I did like how they went for the Star Wars style cover up of the robo hand, which is just put a glove on it.
Yeah, just put a black glove on.
And only that hand, not both hands.
Yeah. was that another Star Wars reference? I don't know.
Come on. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And especially giving them the close up of it.
Yeah,
like,
also,
very clear.
My favorite thing, though, was with the robo hand. They were like, use the Force, and there's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, please stop. Stop. Stop.
Just the robo hand having a chainsaw in it as well.
Yeah.
It just pops up.
The buzzsaw was like from the second movie was very underused.
Mm. Oh yeah,
like she gets it in the last act, uses it to kill one shark at the end of the second movie, and then in the third movie it's already replaced with like a pop up, like chainsaw hand.
I mean, it's the third movie takes place what, like a year afterwards?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, there's like a scene. It's not like the second one, which takes place like a month.
Well, the real time jump is between 3 and 4.
Yeah, that's
where they skip five
years.
Yeah,
they skip 5 years, but no one ages a day.
Aside from Lil Gil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gil ages all the way up because they got to swap out that baby for someone who might actually be useful.
Well, I mean,
give the baby a chainsaw.
The jump from 3 to 4 is interesting, though, because they do like. It's a whole other world when they come back.
Yeah. Mm.
Because it's gone from being like, Sharknadoes are, you know, the most dangerous thing plaguing the nation. We've got a giant wall that just came for the Eastern Seaboard. To this corporation has just solved the Sharknado.
Yeah. And then they, like, can't like, solve it again. Like, yeah, they fix it, and then they're like, oh, yeah, but our technology's...
It's like some Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk-type character. Like this playboy celebrity billionaire.
More Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'd definitely say more Elon Musk. Yeah. Who's just like, yeah, no biggie. I say, you know, I spent all my money to go to the moon. That way we could just pull a guy off the moon as a big PR stunt.
Mm. I mean, that seems like something that Elon Musk would
do. He probably would.
Who says he hasn't?
SpaceX has just announced its first tourist to the moon.
Yep.
And he bought all of the seats on the fucking ship.
What, the Japanese billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
He wants to take artists up with him.
I'm an artist.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an artist. I have a podcast.
Everyone's saying that these days.
Yeah.
I am an artist.
I don't have an art degree, but I've got a media degree, and I do a kind of art.
Hey, you want to fake a moon landing? You talk to us. We'll fake it for you, Elon Musk. But as payment, I want to go to the moon.
Listen, I settle for nothing less than perfection. Fans of Mike's Camera Action should know that based on just listening to this show. So if we're going to fake the moon landing, I want to do this Kubrick style. We're going to the moon.
No, that's what our payment is. We go to the moon as payment.
I'm going to take my whole crew to the moon.
Got to get the camera.
We're going to shoot it legit. We're going to fake it on the moon.
Yeah.
Faking it on the moon is the name of our podcast. It's about moon relationship advice.
Yeah. Someday that'll be important, actually. See,
I said relationship
advice. You should know what you're faking then.
I hope when we actually have a lunar colony, that's actually a podcast we make.
What, faking it on the moon? Dating on the moon?
Yeah, people are going to need to know how to date on the moon.
I mean, it's the same as any long-distance relationship, really.
No, like, couples on the moon, it's going to happen. And I feel like no one's better qualified to give advice on relationship advice in space than us.
Yeah. I mean,
combine those two.
Like, you got to be careful. You can just float up. Like, remember, gravity doesn't work quite the same, so, you know.
Now, remember, you're one of 20 people on a distant planetoid body, so be careful with what you do.
Remember, diseases will spread like wildfire.
And if worst comes to worst, just take off your helmet.
Space yourself.
Yo, don't do it, bro. Bro! Yo! Oh, if you haven't seen that, Arnold fucking dies. Great clip from the Magic School Bus.
What's wrong,
don't
Gavin?
Do it, bro.
just this entire thing did. That you guys have just gone on off on, like relationships on moon, like
faking it on
have
the
you
moon.
Have you listened to our show before, Gavin?
Obviously not. Don't worry, neither have I.
Yeah, It seems Carl Pontiso is Mike's Camera Action's biggest fan.
Yeah.
Having listened to every minute of every episode.
We should get that dude on the show. But yeah, back to like...
I feel like that's our catchphrase. Back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
It's so bizarre. You're right, though. It's so bizarre that like this corporation like pops up, then goes away.
Yeah, and it doesn't exist in the fifth or the sixth at all.
Yeah, and you would have thought they could have come in handy. Like, they didn't do a great job.
They've got a lot of resources. They destroy a nuke NATO.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, why can't... They have the power there to solve the Sharknadoes. Where are they in the fifth? How aren't they fixing it?
I mean, do they go back to America in the fifth at all?
They start there.
Yeah, they start... Oh, yeah,
I think they start and finish there.
And then I think he ends up there and he's wondering where he walks past the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of places that you can't walk to. That hurt me on the inside.
He swims.
He just caught a ride with a shark.
What you don't see is the plane. Is the private jet he rents out just off screen.
No, he doesn't have to rent it. There's no one else in the world. It's just
it's a whole bang bus full of people in the sky.
I mean, wouldn't surprise me, but...
Yeah. Come on, man. He's a national hero. He's a world hero.
Where's he dropping?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's like... I mean, in that, like, yeah, because they only really go through Great Britain, Australia, Japan in the fifth.
Yeah.
Where else do they go?
Where they Megazord in Japan.
Where else do they go? I think that might be
Brazil.
Brazil.
They go Brazil, where they find, like, the one dude in the sisterhood.
Yeah. No, the two. There's Tony Hawk.
Is Tony Hawk a member? Or is he just there?
He's got to be a member. He's their weapons expert.
Okay, fair enough. Weapons expert Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that's what he's like credited as.
And was it Olivia Newton-John that was?
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John's, and as so is her daughter.
Yeah, and they
who totally whore up April.
Yeah,
completely bimbo.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not a good look.
Just from being kind of cool to just like, what's with the pink fur coat?
Yeah,
is this your idea of making her better?
We can rebuild her. We have the technology.
We have the technology.
I'm surprised no one said that, actually.
There's a lot of lines that I'm surprised.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Like, because obviously they get to Australia and April's just, like, completely busted up after a fight with a shark or something like that.
Yeah.
This was the first time they were teleported.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just fell in the middle of Sydney Harbour.
Also, sorry, back to the like weird film logic.
Mm.
Australia Sydney Opera House being a nukes missile silo. What?
Yeah, it's the it's a Sharknado defense facility.
Mm.
How old is the Sharknado sisterhood? It seems like Nova started it, but at the same time they had a hand in that.
I thought Nova was the person who started it.
Yeah.
Maybe in the Sharknado verse, the Sydney Opera House is only a recent construction.
Maybe. Yeah.
I just like that Karl Stefanovic has that line where he's talking about the Sydney Opera House appears to be like opening up. It seems it's not just pointless. It seems it's not just a feature of pointless architecture.
Yeah,
like it seems some sort of weapon and not just pointless architecture.
Yeah, true.
So glad my boy Karl Stefanovic's in there.
True Melbourne point of view.
They're cutting back to the news broadcasters. Just
I liked it. See, like, it was like this level of like, how can we deliver exposition? And it was kind of funny at times.
Yeah, like, I liked it at the start because it actually gave like the whole feel legitimacy. It fit with the whole like, it's in New York, it's present. But now it just cut getting more.
We cut back to the same reporters and across the five of them.
Gilbert Godfrey in a
news report,
van chasing the NATOs.
Mm.
Easily the best.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's doing his storm chasers bit.
But it's just... I don't know.
It's just like, why did it need to happen?
Yeah.
Like I said...
If you've got him, use him. Like, you have the storm chasers car and you have Gilbert Gottfried. Use them both.
It was good that they actually used the proper news hosts.
Mm.
I feel like that definitely lent itself to, like, legitimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like, oh, it's actually the host of the Today Show in the US. Mm. This is neat. Like, this seems more real, but why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could pretty much use that with everything about Sharknado.
Yeah, but why?
But why?
But why, though?
Ugh.
But why, though? Why does Baz die and they just walk away, Cash. That's my
worst. They don't even let him be like a hero in death.
He just dies. He just fucking dies.
He just dies, and they all just go, all right, and walk off.
Mm.
Baz's death is the worst.
Yeah. But the first movie is the worst, so yeah, it's fine.
No, I honestly think the last one's the worst.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know, even then I feel like the last one, I don't like a lot about the last one, but still it has its place in the universe as well. Similar to how the first one has its place
in existing. Yeah, for me it's like but the last still gets one what is, it is just slightly worse than the first. Like,
that's fair.
It's like by a fraction, really. Like,
okay. They're pretty on par, but just for different reasons, I feel.
Yeah.
I felt like, I did feel like that the sixth one was a bit like trying to be like, look at my celebrity cameos. I have celebrities. Yeah. Like, in the Merlin scene, you had, what's her name? She played Counselor Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation.
I'm not sure who that is, but I know Neil deGrasse Tyson was Merlin.
Yeah, you also had Alaska Thunderfuck, who's a drag queen.
Who? What? Was she the...
Morgana.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was Alaska Thunderfuck.
what a name.
What a name.
That's Alaska Thunderfuck. That's a hell of a name. I wish I was cool enough to have a name like Thunderfuck.
Well, you pick your name if you're a drag queen.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I could make that work.
Mariana Sirtis, that's it. She was in it. You know, you had Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mm.
You just had, like, people everywhere just sprinkled throughout.
Yeah.
And he got, like... Because you had... Oh, wait, no, that wasn't in the sixth one. I was like, you had Dog the Bounty Hunter, but that wasn't in the sixth one.
Nah, you Dog had, I think was in the
eighth. Oh, you had the dude from Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
As the sheriff?
Yeah.
Mm.
And, like, his final line was, we're not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take it anymore.
And I was like, oh. I was like, wait, oh, that's why he looks familiar.
Yeah.
The old Billy the Kid.
Yeah, that's what I felt like the sixth one was. Like, a lot of just, like, look, we know pop culture.
Fair
enough. Bloody-da.
Yeah. That's kind of what... I think slowly that's what it had become.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Six also had a real... Like, the time travel stuff when he goes to the far future, at that point it really started to get off the rails, and I was like, all right, what's happening here? Like, we had the... His future wife, who'd been left on the bottom of the sea for 2,000 years, who'd rebuilt herself, and then started rebuilding the family, and built a museum dedicated to Finn... And had robot sharks that fly through the sky.
Yeah.
It was very weird. And at that point I started going, okay. Like, I started checking out almost then.
The thing with the head is that back at the very start of the first movie, it opens on a boat.
Yeah.
Where you've got obviously a black market deal happening where they're selling the shark fins to a presumably... Japanese businessman.
Mm.
And, you know, then the first Sharknado sweeps them out.
Yeah.
And in the last one, we go back to that ship.
I do like that we at least have that. Like, it goes literally back to the first scene of the first movie.
Can I just add something?
And reuses it.
And that's where the head comes, like, is picked up by fishermen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's only, like, 20, 30 years... since the head was dropped into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like...
She mad.
That's not the 2,000 years that she was alone.
Yeah. Because I remember when we watched that scene, I'm like, don't worry about these two guys. Yeah. They never appear again.
They never appear again. And then they came back at the end.
At the very end.
They literally bookend Sharknado.
With those dudes.
Yeah. Almost. Except for, like, the very last scene where it's like, we've fixed the timeline.
Pretty sure that... You know, that was like a similar thing with the old guy with the bar stool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they got those actors back to do that. They just...
One of them they definitely did.
Yeah, because they...
Yeah, well, one of them they did.
At least the ship captain.
Yeah, the ship captain
he was definitely
did.
Back there. I feel like the other guy, the guy trading with...
Yeah.
I don't think they added any extra footage in with him.
No, they didn't add any extra. They just reused it.
Yeah.
They definitely did the ship captain again.
Yeah, the ship captain had like a whole scene after that where he was delivering lines with Finn. He was actually in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was definitely back.
Which is really cool. Yeah, which was pretty rad. Yeah, the old man and the bar stool thing was something completely different.
That was just annoying.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't great.
Oh.
It didn't even look like him.
And you could tell that it was a like a shitty bald cap wig as well.
Yeah.
Like
a shitty makeup work for a like equally shitty ending, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the amount of times actors just changed.
Yeah.
Really, really
just
bothered
me. Just swap them out.
Both of Finn's kids changed actors.
Yep.
One of them changed back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, a bad decision.
Mm. No, good move.
Sorry. Gil had, I don't know how many different actors.
Several. Because he had a baby.
Yeah, that was different.
Infant Dolph like different Lundgren, and then one more guy, at least one more guy playing him during like the time travel.
Yeah, sequence, and then there was just him as an adult.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, had he been born? I can't tell anymore. Gemini appeared. Who? I still don't know how Gemini is related.
She's like his niece or something.
Yeah, I thought she was the niece from the second film. Just
no, the niece's name was Mora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the thing that threw me off. It's just like, okay, sure, this woman, whoever she is, tagging along.
I guess they just wanted like some sex appeal on screen.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
It was like all innocent at the start, and then they get to Vegas, and she's just like completely
puts on
changed.
The skirt. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was bizarre. That move was really bizarre.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and then she only came up after that movie once more with a...
Yeah,
she's a member of the Sisterhood.
Yeah, and she was on the boat.
Yeah.
A boat
which was such
on
a
the
point,
South China Sea.
Such a pointless role, though. Like, we cut back to her twice, and she's just like, oh, it's crazy out here, dead.
Yeah. But a lot of that film was like that.
Yeah.
She was one of the only family members that got an on-screen death.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone else
not,
was just
not
like...
Not even the daughter and dad. And
yeah.
The son got an on-screen death.
Yeah.
He was taken away.
April kind of got an on-screen death in a way, where she exploded.
April got a lot of deaths on screen.
Yeah.
There was the astronaut wing. There were... Sorry, not the astronaut. There was the spaceship... Like,
yeah.
The shuttle debris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gets her hand bitten off. She loses her boyfriend, gets her hand bitten off, then gets crushed, rebuilt, exploded, decapitated, left at the bottom of the sea...
Yeah.
And then eaten by a shark in the end.
Yeah, like, it was like...
Just in the head of the shark.
Just in the shark's mouth, firing laser beams.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Somehow controlling the shark as well.
Yeah.
As wide in, maybe. As they're floating through space-time, I guess.
It's so weird.
All of that film was just so bizarre.
Six feels like a fever dream now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hang on, was there a part where they referenced Hamilton?
Yeah, like, the more that I try and think about Six, the more I'm like...
Oh, yeah, Six is the one where I'm like, hang on, that did happen.
Yeah.
They're in the 60s and Gilbert Gottfried was there.
Yeah.
There was a laser.
Oh, man, just so bizarre.
I think we should end here, Alex. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Thanks, Gavin, for coming onto the show this
week.
Thanks
for having me.
No problem. We'll have to have you back on another time.
Yeah. Let's not have it at such a six in a row film.
We'll do a one-off next time. Yeah. We'll go back to our usual format.
Yeah. Cool.
So next week, Sharknado's over. This is it. This is the end.
Yeah, no more Sharktember.
No more Sharktember.
Bye-bye, sharks.
But we're starting with a new theme for October. Alex, do you want to give us the name for October?
It's Spooktober.
Spooktober. And we're going to be starting...
Spoopy.
So we're going to be starting, kicking off Spooktober with Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we'll see you all next time for Spooktober.
Spooky.